Rishis Revi. So the topic that I've been looking into is Tzaras Erva Bezika, and specifically the Shitas of the Rif and the Rambam. So just as a disclaimer, it's a very broad topic. The concept of the notion of Zika itself is rather broad and multifaceted, both in terms of the different places, like the sheer locations that it comes up throughout the Masechta, and the interconnectedness of it, as well as the fact that Zika could be understood just colloquially to describe a connection that exists or a relationship that exists, but in different contexts can be referring to different things, or there are implications of having a relationship legabe this or legabe that, and perhaps the halacha of yesh zika or ein zika might apply in some cases and not in others. So to do it rigorously, you need to go through every single place and try to interconnect them all together, which you know, takes more than a couple of weeks to prepare, at least for me. So what I'm going to do is to focus specifically on Tzaras Erva Bezika, and within that framework, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rambam is probably, of the two, the one that's more noted for having, I guess, problems and kinks that needs to be worked out within his Shita. Ever since the Magen Mishnah and the Meiri, people have been questioning it. I don't think there's a clear one mahalach. We'll go through a couple of different approaches that people have for the Rambam. The Rif also, some people have raised questions about. To my knowledge, I don't think there's been anybody that's formulated a cohesive mahalach to the Rif before, at least that I've seen. I'm going to try to present one. I don't think, though, that mahalach can be extended to the Rambam, even though the Rambam clearly, if you look at the Yad, was influenced by the Rif. So with that in mind, we'll take it from there. So the place in the Rambam where this, I guess, question of what the Rambam Shita is regarding Tzaras Erva Bezika comes up by Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bo'olamo. That's in the Gemara on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah and the second Perek. I'm not going to read 2 blot worth of Gemara, I'll go through within from Yedzayin Amud Aleph Yedches Amud Beis. There's a couple of different points where this comes up, so I'll try to summarize most of it outside. We'll do a couple of lines here and there inside. So the Mishnah starts, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bo'olamo. So what is this case? Shnei Achim, you have 2 brothers, Umeis Echad Mehen. One of them dies, v'nolad lehen ach, and then Levi is born. V'acher kach yabim hasheni es eishes achiv. So after Levi is born, Shimon is miyabim eishes Reuven, umeis, and then Shimon dies. So harishona, so eishes Reuven that was nisyabemis to Shimon. So Yotza, Mishum Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bo'olamo. So she is Pater because of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bo'olamo. We have a drasha that the Gemara talks about on the next Amud that she is Pater from Yibum. Vehashnia Mishum Tzarasa, and the wife, the second wife, or the wife of Shimon, she is Pater because of Tzara. And then the Mishnah says, "Asa ba mamar umes." So if he did mamar though, and didn't do ibum, shnia choletzis velo misyabemis. So the first one is still obviously potter because of eishes achiv shelo hayah bo'olamo, but the second one does chalitza and not ibum because you're in this sort of halfway state. So whether that's the raisa, derabanan, different opinions amongst the Rishonim, but regardless of what it is, you have to do chalitza and not yibum. So if you turn the page, then so the Gemara, at least at first glance, introduces this seemingly unrelated case, sort of a non sequitur. So on Yedzayin Amud Beis, probably about 2/3 of the way down, first word in the line is be'aba. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Shomeres Yavam Shemesa. Mutter be'ima. So we have a new case. A shomeres yavam shemesa. So if Shimon does yibum on Reuven's wife, or is a candidate to do yibum on Reuven's wife, but before he can actually do Yibum, the wife passes away as well. So Mutar V'ima, he's allowed to marry his brother's mother-in-law. Had he actually done Yibum, then that Isser would stay theoretically in perpetuity. But since he didn't, then he's allowed to marry her mother. So Alma, so the Gemara's Medayik, Kasavar, Ein Zika. So we can infer from here that there is no Zika. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ein Zika, Zika Sivimto Shemesa, Lo Alima Lemahave Ka'arusa, Lehe Asar Imo Alav Mishum Chamosa. So Rashi basically spells out that we don't say that the Zika was strong enough to create this, or to shaf this iser of krovim, namely chamosa. So just to point out, and I think this should be pretty obvious to people that have learned the Masechta, but Rashi often spells out in each particular case what the yibum, what the zika implication is. And so I don't think that he's just simply saying it just because he likes to add words, even though sometimes Rashi does that. But I think Rashi's also saying that Zika means different things in different contexts, not just colloquially, but also in Lamdus. And the other diak, which I think is also, I think it's obvious, but it bears saying, is that it's Zika Sivim Toshemesa Lo Alima. Right, so Rashi says the word Alima, and again, many Rishonim, to my knowledge, use that phrase as well, or that word as well, that it's not strong enough. But less mind the public that it's there. So what does that mean? So I think it means, I think the simplest way to understand it, is that Zika just refers to a relationship. And so the relationship is always there. The machlok, all the machloksim in the Gemara about yesh Zika or ain Zika is just simply whether that relationship has enough halach teeth to have certain implications. Anyway, so the Gemara is medayik from here that yesh zika, that ein zika. So then the Gemara says v'leima halacha kedivre ha'amor ein zika. So then maybe just say that explicitly. So yava amar hachiv would have said that havamina hanimini betray avol bechad yesh zika. So I might have thought that over there is different because there's two people. But by one person, where there's only one person involved, so then maybe I would say there is Zika, because the hechrechius of the situation is more pronounced. So then the Gemara says, V'leima halacha kedivrei ha'amar ein Zika, afilu b'chad, so then just say that. Yamar hachi havamina afilu mechayim. I might have thought that that would only be while they're alive. Kamash malan la'achar misa in mechayim lo. Mishum to aser levato mitzvas yabmin. So kamash v'la not because it's aser levato mitzvas yabmin. Okay, so that's this new case, which at this point doesn't seem to have anything to do with our mission of eishes achiv shlohayav olamo. However, it does come up a little bit later. So first of all, before we get to that, though, at the bottom of the Amud we have the dissenting opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Aser Beima. So Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda says that a Shomeris Yavam that dies, so the prospective Miyabim is Aser to marry the woman, her mother. Alma Kasavar Yesh Zika. So then the Gemara asks again, "Halei Malach Gedivrei Amar Yesh Zika Yavam Merhachi Yavamina Hanimili Bechad Avu Betray Ein Zika Vaki Pligi Betray Pligi Eli Yamerhachi Yavamina Mechayim Avul Achar Misa Pakala Zika." So we sort of have the reverse Havamina, that I would have thought that LaAchar Misa the Zika should be Paka Kamash Malan the Zika Bichti Lo Paka. So it comes to teach us that Zika Bichti is not Paka. So we'll have later. I'm going to get into different ways to understand what that means, but just very simply translating it, that if you just erase somebody from the equation without doing any maisa, that's not enough to have any to undo a zika. Shmuel Rozovsky will point out, though, that the reverse case where the miyabim passes away, that might actually be different, because that might be paka zika, just like when a husband dies, the relationship to the ishus is over. But at least in this case, Zika Bichti Lo Paka, if the woman just disappears from the equation without there being any Maisa involved, it's not enough. So then, we then have a couple lines down, Rav Huna Bar Chiya tries to bring a proof from our Mishnah of Eishes Achash Lahaya Balamel. So Masav Rav Huna Bar Chiya Asa B'Mamar Umeis Shniyah Chaletzes V'Lo Misyabemes. So Taima D'Avad B'Mamar Halo Avad B'Mamar Shniyah Nami Yivumi Miyabme V'Yamr Yezika Havelitzaris Eishes Achash Lahaya Balamel B'Zika. So they want to bring a raya that the Mishnah only said that you do chalitza by Eishes Achash Lahaya Balamo if Shimon did Maimer. But mashma that if Shimon did not do Maimer, it was just a Shomeres Yavam state, I guess. So that would not be enough to pater Shimon's own wife from Yibum as a tzara. So. Amar Rabba, who I didn't daf al gav, the love of Bamamar, Shnia Mechalets, Chalza, Yulumi Lomiyama, Vahadikatani Mamar, Lafukimi Be Shamai, Gamar Mamar, Kona Kinyan, Gamar Kamash Malan. So the answer that the Gemara gives, or that Rabba gives, some have a gears of Rava here, which also has implications if you start husbanding on Sugis, but our gears is Rabba, and Rabba says that the reason why the Mishnah said, why the Mishnah said Mamar is Lav Dafkin, it's only to be Lafuke Be Shamai. And this will come up again in the third parak, but at least right now, that's what it's trying to be Lafuke. So at this point in the Gemara, there is clearly a link, or the Gemara at least assumes that the Yesh Zika, or the Zika that exists, Lagabe Etzara, for Eishes Achiv Shalahaya Ba'olamo, and the Zika that's related to the Isser Krovim for Chamoso are at least connectable. You could differentiate, as I think I'm going to, but at least at this point in the Gemara, it seems like it should be able to be transferred transferred from one to another, and therefore we can bring Raya's from it. If you continue with the rest of the Gemara, so it continues to just go back and forth and discuss things. However, if you go down to the bottom of Yechesam and Aleph, second to last line, Abaye now introduces a new player, Shmuel. So Amalei Abaye l'Rev Yosef, Hod Rev Yehuda, so this opinion of Rev Yehuda that we've been talking about Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Be'ima Dishmueli. So this is actually the opinion of Shmuel Ditnan. Now we bring in a third case. Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. So another Krovim type of case, but a little bit different. A Shomeres Yavam that is Mekadesh, the brother, a potential Miyavim out of several, is Mekadesh the sister of the Shomeres Yavam. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru Amram lo hamtein ad sheyase achicha maisa. Don't do nisuin until somebody else has done yibum. V'amr Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Shmuel paskins like that. So Amr le di irav mai. So what would be the problem of saying that instead of this being the opinion of Shmuel, why not just say this is the opinion of Why not is this the opinion of Rav? So then the Gemara says, Kasha de Rav ad Rav. So then that would be a stira between Rav. So if you're looking around, Rashi explains, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav le'el, Mutar be'ima. So Rav said before that it's Mutar be'ima, and over here we're saying that it's what's it called? That it's Aser, or that you're not allowed to do it. So Dilma Amoroi Ninu. So maybe it's a machlokas amoron. Valiba de Rav, kevin de itmar mishmei de Shmuel. Dilma amoroi ninu valiba de Rav. So maybe there's taka just a machlokas about what shitas Rav is legabi zika here. So then the Gemara says kevin de itmar mishmei de Shmuel behedya umishmei de Rav kamoroi lo shavkinan mishmei de Shmuel behedya umukminan kamoroi valiba de Rav. So if I have the option of choosing between a machlokas about the opinion of Rav or whether yesh or ain, and just choosing Shmuel, which says no, so I'm going to go with the Vaday of Shmuel. Then the Gemara or the sugya concludes by having an alternative version of this. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa Lishmaitza, Kamei de Rav Zvid Minarda. So I said this before, Rav Zvid. Amar Atun Hachi Masnin Hula. So that's how you learned this whole Shakla Vitaria. Anan Behedya Masninan. I learned it explicitly. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shomeris Yavim Shemesa, Asr Be'ima. Alma Kasavar Yeshdi. Because he just says it explicitly. Vazda Shmuel Letaimei. And Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. And he says that explicitly about the case of Shomeris Yavam Shekide Shachi Vesachosa. And then the Gemara reiterates Utsrichi, and we need it again. Why? De'i Hashmin and Yesh Zika Havamina Hanimili Bechad. Avul betray Lo Kamash Malan Ve'i Hashmin and Alach Krebi Yehuda Ben Beseira Havamina Hanimili Mechayim Avul Achar Misa Paka La Zika Kamash Malan De Zika Bechdi Lo Paka. So it's basically just reiterating and condensing the Gemara by having Shmuel be the explicit author. The question, which I'll try to come back to, is how much of this Gemara is it condensing and tacitly accepting versus how much of this is it just erasing or I don't need any of the rest of that Gemara and potentially may argue with part of that Gemara. So I'll get back to what I mean, but that is this sugya. So taken at face value, What would the maskana of the Gemara be? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza Perek Vav Halacha Yuches, so the Rambam brings down the dinim of Eishes Achiv Shalahaya Ba'olam. So we'll just go back before we do Yuches. The Rambam in Yudalid talks about the broader concept of Zika, so it's kedai just to see. Misha meis achiv v'hiniach shtei nashim achas asur al yivama mishum erva v'ashniya eina erva kishem she'erva p'tura min achalitza min ayibam kach tzarasa p'tura v'lo nafla la zika al bayis zeklav. So the phrase that the Rambam uses many, many, many times is bayis. So if part of the bayis is an erva, so then there's no zika on this bias bichlal. Shenemar, asher lo yivde es beis achiv bias sheyesh lo lekuchen beis amein sheyirtze fu sheyesh lo lav zika u beis shemetzaso eini yachal evnos asher ein lo bo lekuchen ein lo bo na afilu mektzaso shehaya mutter v'nimtzeis tzar asa erva erva alav mishum eishes achiv sharei ein lo aleha zika. So the Rambam, the mechanics that the Rambam basically describes is because of this idea of bias, whether it's a pasuk or a svara, different opinions. You know, the Rambam just sort of seems to invent this drasha. Some people connect it to Rebbe and Daf Ches. Some people connect it to Yerushalmi. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah says Baba Kabbalah, so we have to kind of understand what that means. But whatever it is, there's a concept of a bias. If part of the bias is an erva, so then there's no zika bichlal. So then the Rambam goes into certain implications of that. So if you go to Halacha Yud Zayin, so he describes Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. Actually, let's start with Tezayin. V'chein Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, Ho'il Ve'ein Lo Aleha Zika, since there is no Zika, then he quotes the Pasuk, Ki Yeshva Anashim Yachta, V'Sheyishu V'Shneim Ba'olam. If not, Hareze Erva Alav La'olam, this is a perpetual erva, mishum eishes ach, because of eishes ach. Now that particular line of eishes ach, Rav Shach focuses on as well, that is the forever iser, eishes ach, even when it comes to tzaros. But he says it becomes an eishes ach, upoteres tzarasa, and that poters the tzara as well. So Ketzad, how is that case? Ruvain Shemes v'hiniach isha. So Ruvain dies and leaves over a wife. Nafla lifnei Shimon, goes to Shimon. Va'achar Shemes Ruvain nolad Levi, and then in the interim Levi is born. Bein shenolad kodem shiyabim Shimon eishes Ruvain. Bein shenolad achar shiyama harei eishes Ruvain erva al Levi la'olam. Eishes Ruvain becomes a perpetual erva to Levi. Lefichach im meis Shimon, if Shimon dies, v'nafla zo. Okay, so far so good. Then in Halacha Yud Ches is the problematic Rambam. Asa Shimon Ma'amar Biyavimto. Shimon did Ma'amar on Eishes Ruvain Umeis Kodem Shikarnesosa. Hare Levi Choleitz Litzarasa Velo Miyabim. Sheina Ma'amar Kona Biyavama Kinyan Gomer Kamosha Biyarnu. Though the Rambam says many times that mamar is only a quasi-kinyan, so therefore you need to do chalitza. The Rambam, though, uses the pashtus of the Lashon of the Mishnah, and he says that this is a case where you do mamar, and dafka mamar where you do chalitza. So the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah, that if you take the Mishnah at face value, if you don't do mimer, then she should be excused. You would not need to do chalitza, you would have to do yibum, which is not how we pask it. So the Gemara loved after the Mishnah. The Rambam seems to be doing the opposite. So the Magid Mishnah, to my knowledge, is the first person, I think, to point it out. So if you look in the Magid Mishnah right over there, the Magid Mishnah Alach Yud Ches says V'yesh L'daktik Lama Lo B'yir Rabbeinu Shafilu B'lo Mamar Tzarasa Choletzis V'lo Misyabemes. So how come the Rambam doesn't talk about where you don't do Mamar? D'katani Maslisin Lafuki Mi D'Bei Shamahi Chidisa B'Gemara V'anan Kaimelan Yesh Zika. So we paskin that there is Zika Afilu B'lo Mamar, even without Mamar. So that's his first question. So question number one is, why doesn't the Rambam seem to talk about a case where you didn't do Maimer? It seems to contradict the Psak of Yesh Zika. And then he also points out, V'lo nizkarze behalachos. This is not written in the halachos, in the Rif, of Yesh Zika filu b'lo Maimer, v'gam Rabbeinu lo kasav zeh. And the Rambam didn't write this either. Aval harashba zal, Rag Mishnah is the Talmud of the Rashba, kasav kein, so the Rashba says this explicitly, it's very clear in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't mention it, seems to paskin against it, and the Rif doesn't mention it bechlal. So if you want to look at the Rif now, you want to just see what he's talking about. So if you open up the Rif to that Gemara and Daf Yud Ches, so the Rif there, in the regular Dapei HaRif, it's Dalet Amid Aleph, I think. Dalet Amid Aleph or Dalet Amid Beis? No, sorry. Gimel. Gimel Amid Beis. So the Rif quotes the Mishnah. Then in the Gemara, he quotes the Drasha about why Eishes Achiv Shalhayu Ba'olamo is a problem. Then, once he's done with the Drasha, he just quotes the last part. It says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shomeris Yavim Shemesa, Asar Be'ima, Alma Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vaz de Shmuel et Taimei, etc. He just quotes that last chunk of Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. He quotes it verbatim. And then at the end, after it says, Kam Ashmuel and Zika Bichdi Lapaka, all he says is, V'chein Hilchasa. So that's all he says, V'chein Hilchasa. So he never actually addresses, because that last part of the Gemara doesn't talk about Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, because that last part of the Gemara doesn't say, oh, the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, he never explicitly says anything. All he just says is, V'chein Hilchasa Legabe, the other two cases, Legabe the Krovim cases, about Shomer Siyavim Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa, about Shomer Siyavim Shemesa Mutar Asar Be'ima. That's all that he's talking about over here. So the Magid Mishnah's tain is, well, he doesn't say that here, so what do we do? So the Kesef Mishnah, it's supposed to be on this Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches. For some reason, the printers moved it to Halacha Yud, back to Halacha Yud for some reason. So if you go to Halacha Yud, the Kesef Mishnah talks about this Rambam. So like two, three lines in, he says, Umasha kasav shelo nizkar zeba halachos. So what the Magid Mishnah is taina, that the Rif never mentions this, Omer ani the ishtamita divrei ha'alachos v'perek dalet achin amas nisin dishlosha achim shnayim mehem nosin shtei achios v'echad nosoi nachris asa b'mamar umeis nachris choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So he says that the Rif is actually did talk about this. He just talks about it in a different place. Where is he talking about it? We'll see the Gemara in a couple of minutes, but there's another case on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Three brothers, two of them marry two sisters, one marries a random unrelated person. And so in that case, if one of the husbands of the sisters dies, asaba ma'amar, so the Mishnah says if you do ma'amar, umeis nachris, and then the nachris that did ma'amar dies as well, is umeis, so nachris choletzes velo misya bemes. So there, choletzes velo misya bemes, which again seems to say dafka if you do ma'amar, but there, as we'll see, the Gemara says, v'la din afal gavdalo asaba ma'amar, umeis, nachris mechalitz chalitz yivu milo mi'abma. Even if you wouldn't do ma'amar, you would still be a candidate for yibum. The Gemara once again over there also says it's lafuke beshamai. The amri ma'amar kona kinyan gamar vafilu chalitza nami loti boy kamash malan. The tzricha chalitza ad kan lashono. So that's the lashon of the riff there. The riff quotes that Gemara on Daf Lamed, and then editorializes and says, by the way, if you look in the Gemara says it's even if you don't do Maimer, because the Mishnah on Daf Lamed is also Lafuke Beishamah. So, based off of that, the Kesef Mishnah Taina is that he didn't need to write anything here. Fame Divrei HaGemara Sham, Umisham Nilmot Kan Ladas Halachos. So the Rif just says, okay, fine. Somebody that's reading Perek Beis of the Halachos, odds are he'll read Perek Gimel also. So when he reads Perek Gimel, he'll infer back to Perek Beis. So then he argues, V'chein Nirali, Sherabenu, Hetik Po, Lashon HaMishnah. So he wants to say that the Rambam also subscribes to the opinion of Yesh Zika within this context. And the reason why the Rambam is Dafka, says Mamar over here, because he's using Lashon HaMishnah. Dekatani Asaba Mamar, V'enachanami, Debelo Mamar, Nami Choletzes, Mishum Dehavilei Tzaras Erva B'Zika. And he didn't need to explain it over here. Why? In Halacha Chafhei, we'll see that later. He relied on it in another place in Chafhei, where he's paskening off of the Gemara in Lamed. Again, Gabi Shlosha Achin, Shnai Mehem Nesun Shtei Acheos, Echad Mehem Nasui Nachris, etc. V'lo Od, Ela Afilu Girish Echad Mibal Acheos Es Ishto, Acher Shemeis HaNasui Nachris, so over there, as we'll see, the Rambam does not mention that you need to do ma'amar in order to require chalitza. And so once again, the Rambam is just following the model of the Rif. So right now we have a machlokes, Magid Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah, about the position of the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah seems to take for granted, it seems to assume that the Rambam holds that if you don't do ma'amar, by Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayavo Lamo, at least, if you do ma'amar, then you need chalitza. If you don't do ma'amar, then there's no obligation of chalitza. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, the Rambam does hold of Yesh Zika, and it's just for technical purposes. The Kesef Mishnah seems to be a das yachid in this matter. So, if you just to quote a couple of Rishonim, if you look at the Gos Maimoni on Halacha Yudches, so he says Kasuv Hatur Al Lashon Zev Zel Lashona VaOmar Avizal VaAdoni Avizal Kasav DaFilu Meis Below Mamar Choletzis Below Mis Yabemes DaKaimalan. Yesh Zika Ad Kan Lashono. So the Agos Maimoni quotes the Tur in Evan HaEzer. That's the first marker on the source sheet. So if you want to just see the full language, it says Kasav HaRambam Asa Shimon Mamar Be'eshes Ruvein Umeis Kodem Shekansa Harei Levi Choleis Litzarasa V'lo Miyabim Shehi Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shlohoya Ba'olamo B'mamar Shekana Ktsas. So he basically paraphrases the Rambam. Vadoni Avizal Kosav Dafilu Mes below Mamar Tsarasa Choletzes below Mes Yabemes Dekaimalan Yesh Zika. So the Tur understood from somewhere in his father's writings that the Rush argues on the Rambam. So where that is, the Beis Yosef, and it's probably true, the Rush never actually goes against the Rambam. But he never explicitly says he's arguing with the Rambam. But if you look in the Rush, at the beginning of the second parak, he says this idea. So if you turn to the Rush in Simon Aleph of the second parak, so he basically, in the Oz V'Hadar, it's nice, they bold the part that's the riff, and then the rest of it that he adds is unbolded. So he, the first part of the Rush is basically just quoting the riff. He quotes the entire part of the riff till v'chein hilchasa, and then he adds va'afal gav derav poligale va'omer shomeres yavam shemesa muter be'ima de'ein zika v'hilchasa kirav be'isure b'ha kaimalan kishmuel damoray basray shakli v'taru l'tarutzi aliba demandamer yesh zika. So the Rush is trying to explain, and he's not the only one, the Rush is trying to explain what the V'chein Hilchasa means. I mean, the language of the Rif is very terse. He just says V'chein Hilchasa. Okay, so why wouldn't it be that halacha? That's the end of the sugya. So the reason, which many Rishonim suggest, is that we have a klal, meaning this is a machlokas Rav Shmuel. So if we have a machlokas Rav Shmuel, we know Hilchasa Kirav Bisure, Hilchasa Kishmuel Bedini. So what the purpose of the Rif writing V'chein Hilchasa is to show that we've paskin like Shmuel, even though Hilchasa Kishmuel Bedini. So why is this an exception to the rule? So there are different answers that are given. The Rush says, Da'amoroi Basroi, Shakli Vitaru Litarutse, Aliba demanda amar geish zika. Because we have a whole shakla vitaria on daf yud ches trying to work everything out, aliba demanda amar yesh zika, deparach bishmaitzin mimas nisin, because we ask from our Mishnah, asa b'mamar umei shniya chaletzes v'lomis yabemes tamid avid b'mamar halo avid b'shniya yivume nami miyabma v'yamri yesh zika havelat tzaris eish sachiv shlohay b'olamo b'zika amarava who I didn't have a gavdalo of it, but mamar Michal Tzchol, so Yivumi lo miyabma, by the Katani mamar, la fuke mi debe shamai, the amar mamar kona kinyon gamar. So the Rush says, reason number one why we paskin like Shmuel, even though Hilchasuk Shmuel Bedini, is because if you look on Daf Yud Ches, we spend many, many lines of Gemara trying to be miyashev everything and trying to defend and justify the position of Shmuel of Yesh Zika, viharaya from our Mishnah. So this is probably where or what the Tur and what the Gaos Maimoni are referring to, where he's saying halacha lemaisa, even without, even if you didn't do Maimer by Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Baolama. So even though he doesn't mention the Rambam, and he's not even mentioning this as the Psak, he's saying this is a Raya for another Psak, this is probably where the Tur is coming from. But anyway, so that's reason number one. So reason number one why we paskin like Shmuel is because we spent Daf Yud Ches trying to defend him. And then furthermore, Vamrinan Beperek Dalid Achin, we also say on Daf Lamed, Amar Ravashi Zosomeris Yesh Zika Afilu Betrei Ache, Uli Ravashi Kasha Derev Nachman, Amar Lucha Ravashi Yodin Avol Gavgalo Avid Bamamar, Nachrit Milzachol Tzivumi Lo Miyavma, Vahayde Katani Mamar, Lafuke Midabe Shamayed Amar Maimar Kona Kinyon Gamar. As I said before, we'll see it again, we'll see it a little bit later. On Daf Lamed, he says it once again. So the Rush has two reasons why we paskin like Shmuel. The first is because Daf Yud Ches is occupied by that. Second is because of Daf Lamed, we also paskin that way, that Maimar in the Mishnah is our Lav Dafka. So we don't have a Raya from the Rush specifically that he understood the Rambam in a certain way. He seems to be taking a contrary position. And the Tur, and Hagos Maimoni at least, understand the Rambam to be Dafka, like the Magid Mishnah, and not like the Kesef Mishnah. Another source for people that take the Rambam at face value, it's the Meiri. So before we see the Meiri, let's just look at the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah. So on the second page, so the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah on our Mishnah, he seems to say very explicitly that it's dafka if you do Maimer. So the Rambam says in source number two, if you go to the third line, v'hinini mevorah kan inyan ze b'mashal. So I'll explain eishes achiv shlohay b'olamo as a mashal. K'dei l'hakish alav, shar adinim shetimatzei behem inyan ze, v'nemar b'derech mashal, Ruvain, hoysa lo isha, u'shma Leah. So Ruvain has a wife named Leah, v'achar kach, meis shimon achiv, v'hiniach isha u'shma Rachel, Shimon has a wife named Rachel. Shimon dies. Va'acharei mos Shimon nolad Levi. And then after Shimon's death, Levi is born. Va'achar shenolad Levi kidesh Ruvein es Rachel sheyivimto. So Ruvein does maimar with Rachel. Haredins Levi sheyicholets lelea velo yabe mosa. So the halacha is you have to do chalitza. So Rambam so far is explaining the Mishnah. Ve'ilu adayin lo kidesh Ruvein es Rachel. So he could do whatever he wanted if he hadn't done Maimer. So that's a problem. Meaning that seems to go against the Maskana Sagamar. And then he keeps on going. Vigami Lukvar Kanas Ruvein Esrachel Haisaleya Ptura. And flip side, if he would have done full Yibam, then she would be Pater. Lunesha Nasim Lakidushin. Vinasesh shame miktas nisuin, and so since it's sort of halfway, donu shaleya lotus yabim v'lam lotetze below chalitza v'ze chumer mishnei tzadim gam yachad shemayon asun gemurin ena chalitza mizika shanu chosh v'mosa kilu lo haisa v'mein osa makedushin osa nisuin harei chalatz leya. Okay, fine. And then the Rambam just as another, just to give another punch to reiterate what he's saying, v'kach tavin tamid b'chol makom. So I don't have to keep on reiterating this, because whenever you see choletzes v'lomis yabemes, it's where you did maimer. So it's very clear that in the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam holds that maimer is dafka. Now again, that's not necessarily a stira to the Yad. It's nice if they work together. And the Rambam doesn't even need to be chozer. He could just be explaining the Mishnah, aliba the pashtos of the Mishnah. He's saying, if you want to understand Mishnayos, that's what this means. So that in itself is not a raya. The Meiri, quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, and then says, oh, by the way, the Rambam doesn't seem to have changed his mind in the Yad. He seems to be doubling down on it. So in source number 3, the Meiri on Daf Yud Ches, he says, he goes through the whole case. He paskins as well, yesh zika. So you don't need to do maimer. And it's all going lafuke beishamai. If you go down to the bolded part, umiko makom gedole hamechabrim ra'isi de pirush hamishna sheviyua kepashta uperusha dafka b'maimer oleka maimer misyabemes. Va'af b'shar chibureyam kasvul b'derech zelafi hanira va'af gidolei hamagiyim lo higir shuba v'hadvarim matmihim. So the Meiri clearly seems to understand that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah doubled down on it in the Yad, and he's not changing his mind, or he's thinking that it's halacha l'maisa, and he leaves it as a tzarech iyun, both on the Rambam and why no one else ever picked up on it. So all of these Rishonim seem to disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. The Beis Yosef, Kesef Mishnah in the Beis Yosef also says his teretz, that the Rambam's lav dafka. But most Rishonim seem to disagree. Now let's just see the other places where the Rambam mentions these halachos, because it gets a little bit more complicated. So if you look in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, in Yibum V'Chalitza. So here, the Rambam is talking about the Zika Legabe Krovim. So the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel says, HaCholek Li'Yivimto, K'shem She'yasur Alav, Kach Provosea Kedon Ima Ubita, V'chein He'yasur Livno La'achiv, V'avi L'Shniyos Shela, etc. If you go down halfway, he says, V'chein, Imesa Yivimto, if the Yivama dies, Va'adayin he zikukalo, and there's a Zika, Asar bikrovosea, Ki'ilu haisa ishto umesa tachta. So the Isser Zika is enough to Asar Krovim even if she dies. And if you look in the Hagos Maimoni, in Ozayin, he says, Ki Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Be'ima, Udlo Ki Rav Huna, Amar Rav Demutar. So they're clearly going on that Gemara, on Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, which seems to follow this position of Yesh Zika. That's what the whole Shakla Vitaria is doing. And so the whole Shakla Vitaria seems to be implying, I don't need to do Maimer in this case. And if you look in the Rambam doesn't say you need to do Maimer in this case. If you continue in your Dalit, Osir liyabim lisa krova sukukaso kigon ima ubita ad shiyabim echa meyachav la o yachlos vitaser zikaso meyala viyisa ima ubito o shakravose afo pishen kulan asur salachiv shechalat oyabim kamosha biyarnu. So again, the Rambam just seems to paskin this very matter-of-factly and does not make any distinction between whether you do Zika or not. So those are the Rambams as far as we're concerned from Daf Yud Zayin and Daf Yud Ches. The other major place where this comes up is Daf Lamed. So, again, I can't read everything just because we'll be here forever. But if you go to Daf Lamed, there's a slew of Mishnayos. So before Daf Lamed, on Daf Yud Ches, on Daf Chavtes rather, there's the case of three brothers, two marry sisters, and one is not married. If the two brothers die successively, so then you have to essentially divorce one and do even with another. Keep that in your back pocket, but the main Mishnayos that we'll do are on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. So there's four Mishnayos here. The first one is probably the most simple. The Mishnah over here says you have a case of Shlosha Achin, three brothers, two of them marry two sisters, one marries a stranger, and then Mesa Echa Mibale Achios. So one of the husbands of the sisters die, v'kanas nosu nachris es ishto, and then, the Zika, or the potential Yibam, can only go to one of those two siblings, because the other one is married to the sister, so it's an erva. So by default, it goes to the nosu nachris. So if the nosu nachris is miyabim, umes, and then they die as well, harishon yatsam yishum achos isha, Ushniya mishum tsarasa. Okay, so straightforward case of tsara. Asaba mamar umes, if you do mamar, and then the person dies, nachris choletzes velo misyabemes. So then you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, taima da avid ba mamar, halo avid ba mamar, nachris yivume nami miyabma. Amar ab nachmin, zosomeris ein zika vafilu b'chadacha. So this Mishnah ostensibly seems to be a raya that that there's no Zika Bechlau. There's no such instance of Zika. That's Mishnah number one. Mishnah number two is the flip side, where you have three brothers marry two sisters, third brother marries a stranger, but instead of one of the brothers who married the sisters dying, the Baal Nachris dies instead first. So then the potential Isha Nachris is Shaykh to both of them. So there, we say the same thing. Mishnah says, if you do Yibum, so then there's a din of Tzara. If you do Maimar, Chaletzes Velomis Yabemes. So the Gemara there says, Hasul Amali, Hainu Hach. So I don't understand. Why is this Mishnah is super obvious if in the first case, in the previous Mishnah, is a bigger Chiddush. Why is the previous Mishnah a bigger Chiddush? It's a bigger Chiddush because over there, the potential problem, or there's... the potential problematic person is coming down. Over here, it's not. So if over there, it's enough, so obviously over here. So it says, you're right, Enochanami. This Mishnah is less of a Chiddush than the first one, and historically, this Mishnah came first. I didn't know if we would be able to extend it to the previous case. Eventually, we changed our mind that it could. And again, the Shakla Vitaria and Lumdus bears thinking about. Tosfos HaRash talks about this. But once we arrived at the conclusion that we can extend it there, so we like this chiddush so much that we put it first. But technically, it's these two Mishnayos are out of order. Then the third case is just simply to illustrate Nesra Lav Shah Achas, that if at any point in a relationship there is an erva is created because of a relationship, so even if that's no longer existent anymore, the Isser Erva still exists, so we bring different sources for that. And then finally, the last Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amid Aleph So this one I'll read inside as well. Shlosha achim, shnayim mehem nosin shtei achya. So again, three brothers married two sisters, ve'echad nasun nachris. So now we sort of expand on the Shah Achas concept. Girish echad mibalei achyos. If before everything happens, one of the brothers divorces one of the sisters, umeis, nasun nachris, and then the husband of the nachris passes away, vikansa hamagaresh, and then the brother who divorced his wife, who's the sister, did yibum, umeis, and then he dies, zui shamar v'kulin shemesu nisgarshu tzarsein mutara. So since he got rid of the problematic relationship before any yibum or zika stuff took place, so therefore the final surviving brother who's married to one of the sisters is able to do yibum. So the Gemara then is medayik, taima degirish v'achar kachmitz. So the reason why the Mishnah paskins this way is because you did the gerishin before any of the deaths occurred. But if you flipped it around, asura would be asur. Amar Ravashi is asameres, yesh zika filu betreyache. So Ravashi says, here's a raya that we say yesh zika even by two brothers. Ule Ravashi, kashad Rav Nachman. So what about that previous mission on the top of the Amad? Amar lecha Ravashi, yodin dafo gavdalov et mamamar. Nachris milza chotzi, yivu milo miyabma, vahadikatani mamar, lafuke beishamai. So once again, we have this idea that it's la'afuke beishamai. So before we go forward, if you just look in source number 4, the Tosus HaRash asks, I don't know if it's a good question or a bad question, it's an interesting question. He says, Tema, amai itzrich la'afuke mi beishamai b'shnei makomos, hacha ule'el b'reish keitza. So the Rash, again, Lishitaso is clearly linking the two of them. And he says, what's the big chiddush? Like, why do I need two Mishnais to tell me we don't paskin like beishamai? V'chein l'manda amar ein zika, ma yitzrich lashmina b'shnei makomos ein zika, v'dafka ovid b'mamar. So again, the flip side as well. So v'yesh lomar, so he suggests, d'mishum d'kasava rev ashi d'misvara havamina ein zika, hilkach ilav mishna yaseira havadaika masnisen kipshuta d'mashma dafka ovid b'mamar. Rav Nachman, d'amar ein zika, kasavar d'misvara yesh zika, v'ilav mishna yaseira havamina d'nakat mamar lafuke mibeishamai. So it's a very interesting teretz that he gives, but each of the Manda Amrim really thought the other, and it's only because we have two Mishnayos that talk that way, that's why we changed our minds. Okay, interesting teretz. But regardless, from what we see over here, and then the Gemara continues, that we paskin like Rav Ashi. So what we see from here is that, once again, we have a case where a Mishnah is taken to be lav dafka, purely because it's lafuke beishamai, and really yesh zika. And over here, if you look in the Rif Taka says explicitly, that's how we paskin. So if you look at the Rif over here, in the old Dapei HaRif, this is on Daf Ches, Amud Aleph. So the Rif, he organizes the Mishnayos, he groups the Mishnayos together and doesn't have a lot of Gemaras. So you could understand that in one of two ways. And again, I'm not a bucky in the Vidaic and Rif, but you could either think that he had nothing to say about them. Just whatever the Mishnah says, and no comments, or they're conceptually related. Again, you could kind of read it either way, but the Rif groups a bunch of the Mishnayos on Daf Lamed on Daf Chavav, Daf Chavches. And the first Mishnah, Andaf Lamed, Amud Aleph, together. So that Mishnah that Rav Nachman is Medayik of Ein Zika, which the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud redefines and says it's Lav Dafka. So if you look in the Gemara, if you look in the Rif's Gemara, he says, V'hu adin afog abdolo asaba ma'amar umeis nachris miltzachotzi v'umei lo miyavma dahavei tzaras achos isha b'zika. V'adakatani ma'amar lafuki mi beis shamai. And then he says, "Va'afilu chalitza nami lo tiboy b'tzricha chalitza." So here, the Rif says it explicitly. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Oh, he's taking it from here and he's just extrapolating it back. The Rif never said that over there. The Rif doesn't mention it bichlal over there. So you could just read it that, yeah, okay, he expects you to read the next parak, or maybe Taka in that case he would disagree. Before we get into what I think is a mahalach in the Rif, just to sort of round out the psukim in the Rambam so you have all of the material, if you go to Perek Vav, Halacha Fafhei, so here the Rambam basically synthesizes the bottom half of the last Mishnah of Daf Lamed. So the Rambam says, Shlosha Achen, Shnayim Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achios, Ve'echad Nasuin Nachris, Meis HaNasuin Nachris, Ve'achar Kach Meis Echad Mibalei Achios, Harei Nachris, Koletzes V'lo Mis Yabemes, Mipnei Shehi Tzares Achos Ishto Bezikas, Achiv Shemeis Achra. So he just says it very explicitly. You have to do chalitza. Does not mention maimer bichlal. So that's where the Kesef Mishnah is coming from. The Kesef Mishnah said, well, he just is extrapolating from here. That's where the Kesef Mishnah is coming from. Then the rest of the Rambam in Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav is continuing with the riff as well. The riff asks about a stira between here. Between Daf Lamed and going back to the first parak on Daf Yud Gimel, where we talk about Erva Benesuin. So over there, by Erva Benesuin, if the person dies beforehand, so then we say that you can, you know, it's just completely mutter. As opposed to over here, where we say, Kevin Shenesra Lav Shah Achas, we don't. So what's the difference? So the riff gives two possibilities. The Rif says, the first possibility is, well, by Nisuin Gemurin, so there, people know, there's no reason to make any Xeros, so people aren't gonna get confused, so it's Mutter. As opposed to over here, where we're talking about Zika, people don't know it so much, so Chazal were Machmir. That's one answer he gives. The second answer that he gives is, I guess, more conceptual. The Rif says that at the time, that in the previous case, by Nisui Erva, at the time where any nefila takes place, there's no problems anymore. The person's already dead, or the person's already divorced. As opposed to over here, in our case, when the nefila takes place, there are already problems, and so therefore, it's not that just chazal were machmir, you need to do zika. The Rif ends up saying, I like the second answer more. If you look in the Rambam, in Halacha Chafei and Chavav, the Rambam prefers the first answer, which is also just very interesting that the Rambam prefers a more technical answer rather than a more conceptual one. I think that may be part of where he deviates from the Rif, but I'm not sure. Regardless, so we have this stira in the Rambam. So the Rambam in one place seems to imply Yesh Zika, and another place he seems to imply Ein Zika, literally, by their almost identical cases. By Eishes Achiv Shlahaya Bolamo, he says that you do need to do Zika. By Mesa Nachris, he says you don't need to do Zika. And then if you turn to Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, it gets even worse. So in Halacha Vav, in Perek Zayin, he talks about a case where there are three brothers, marry two sisters, and then one of those two sisters dies, and the third one does Maimer. So if you look in Zayin, Mei Zesh Asa Maimer, V'haysalo Isha Acheres, V'naflu Shtein Lefnei Baal Achos, Baal Maimer Ptur Min Achalitzo Min Hayibum, Sharei Hi, Achos ishto v'yo isha acheres chaletzis v'lo misyabemes sheinu mamar konen kinyan gamer, as we said before. So here, he's literally saying the exact same case and saying you do need to do mamar. So, interestingly, the Magid Mishnah doesn't make any comment over here. I'm not sure why, to be honest. The Merkavis HaMishnah says, oh, ayin masha kosav in Magid Mishnah in Perek Vav Halachi Yedches. I'm not sure why the Magid Mishnah doesn't point that out. But Lemaisa, there seems to be a massive stira in multiple different places in the Rambam, some with the very same case, some with slightly different cases. Eishes Achiv Shlahaya Bolamo, he says, does require Zika. By Mesa Baal Achayos, you do need Zika. And by Mesa Baal Nachres, then you don't need to do Zika. So that's sort of the lay of the land. before we get into different tirutzim that Achronim have on the Rambam, I'd like to present Mahalach in the Rif. So, as we said before, when the Rush explained why, when the Rush was explaining what the Rif meant of V'chein Hilchasa, where he's trying to bavarn, or he's trying to answer at least why we paskin like Shmuel, even though Hilchasa Karav Bedini, so he gives two reasons. His two reasons were, A, because Daf Yud Ches is full of Shakla Vitario about Shmuel, and then second of all, we have Daf Lamed. So the fact that the Rif, though, never mentions Daf Lamed, and also seems... so the fact that the Rif never mentioned Daf Lamed, maybe he doesn't think that's a good extension. Maybe he doesn't think that's a good proof. And we have to answer why, because in the Shakla Vitario and Daf Yud Ches, we do mention it, so that's a bit of a question. But if you look on the last page of the source sheet, you have the Tshuvas HaGaonim over here. So in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, there's two more versions of this of the answers as to why we paskin like Shmuel. So just for a bit of context, we'll see the main one on the top of the page. If it's basically a summary of the Gemara, they have a slightly different girsa, so it doesn't make so much of a difference. If you go down to the last four lines of the first section, Ushmuel Amar Aser V'Afal Gav the Halacha K'Rav B'Isure V'Halacha K'Shmuel B'Dini Hacha Halacha K'Shmuel D'Koy Rav Ashi B'Shmait Say the Amar Rav Ashi Zalso Merish Yesh Zika V'Afilu B'Trei V'Halacha K'Rav Ashi. So this Gaon, we don't know. At least I don't know who it is. It just says Tshuvas HaGaonim. So over here, we seem to take part of what the Rush said, the second part of the Rush. He doesn't seem to address the Hal Shakla Vitaria as an impetus for paskining that way. Rather, what do I see? What do I know? I know for a fact that we paskin like Rav Ashi and Daf Lamed. That's good enough for me. Maybe, you know, he thought the Rush's first teretz was also good and he just didn't need it because this is stronger. Or, potentially, you could say that the fact that it said it earlier on Daf Yud Ches has nothing to do with the Maskanas HaGemara on Yafya Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Why? Because the Maskanas HaGemara on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis is a totally self-contained condensed statement of Shmuel that doesn't do any Shakla Vitaria. It just says, this is the version of Shmuel. And now, if you look in the small part, on the margin, so this is a quotation from the Or Zeruah. So the Or Zeruah, he quotes the Rif, and he, Taka, extends it to a case where even if you did Mimer, whether you did Mimer or whether you didn't do Mimer, it doesn't matter, by Heshesach of Shlohaya Balamo. And then he says, Upirish Rabbeinu Chanan Elzal, Ve'af al gav di isurehi, Ve'kaimalan hilchasa kirav bi isure. So over here we're machmir like Shmuel. So what that means, ba'amoroi kame, it's referring to what the Rush was referring to. The Rush was saying that on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we tried to bring Raya to defend Shmuel, and so even though we may not have needed to because we paskin like Rav anyway, from the fact that we invested so much effort, is a Raya that we paskin that way. That's not what he's saying. What the Reino Chananel is saying, according to the Or Zeruah, is the Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis part, which is, I have an option of making it a Machlokas Amoraim, what the position of Rav is, or I could just take Shmuel because we know what Shmuel says, so I'll accept Shmuel. So, therefore, that's why we paskin like it. So when the Rif says V'chein Hilchasa, it is a totally self-contained statement having nothing to do with any other Gemaras. It's just based on the Shakla V'Targ of the Sugya. The Sugya seems to say, look, I have a machlokas about Rav, let me just keep Shmuel and move on with life. And that's what we seem to do. What that means then is that the Rif is not bringing any Raya, unlike the Rush and unlike this Gaon, from Daf Lamed. Even though the Gemara itself, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, seemed to bring a Raya from Daf Lamed. So the question then becomes that at least at one point, or perhaps even according to the Maskanas HaSugya, according to the Rif, even though Shmuel might have statements that say Yesh Zika in all these cases, and Rav Ashi also says Yesh Zika, maybe the fact or the context where Rav Ashi is saying Yesh Zika might not be completely extendable to the case by us. And Daf Yirches. So what would be the conceptual difference between Daf Lamed and Daf Yirches? So Daf Lamed is talking about the Shnei Achios, three brothers, two sisters, and one is and the third brother is married to a Nachris. So there, if one of them dies, even if you didn't, if one of the Achios dies, even if the Yavam, the Baal Nachris, didn't do Maimer, so there we say Yesh Zika, and therefore we have a Tzaras Erva. Masha In came by Krovim, by Imo of a Shomeres Yavam, or the sister of a Shomeres Yavam, so there maybe we wouldn't say Yesh Zika, Kamash Malan Shmuel, that we do. So how is that a step further? How is that case conceptually more of a stretch to say Yesh Zika? So what I would suggest is that it's a spectrum of how embedded you are in the system. It's a question as to how far, as to how much of a player you are from the very onset. So by the case on Daf Lamed, so everybody's there. You know, people might be married to heteres, there might be problems later on down the line, but everybody is already in halachic relationships. And the moment somebody dies, everything just, you know, it's like a domino effect. Everything just happens. Yeah, sometimes you need to opt in, sometimes you don't. But there are relationships that have halachic halosos that are forcing people to do things. As opposed to, on Daf Yirches, by those Krovim cases, by Imo, or by Achoso, so over there, they're completely outside of the family dynamic. Yes, they're halachically related, but nobody's forcing anybody to do or not do anything right now. You're choosing to want to try to marry this person, and by choosing to want to try to marry that person, now you're potentially starting to make trouble. So maybe I would say that Zika, which is a spectrum of how embedded you are in the system, so in a case where everybody's together, where everybody's already sort of lined up and we just need somebody to hit the domino, so at that point, okay, I would say, Taka say, Yesh Zika, even if you didn't do Maimer, that's enough. There's a strong enough connection between all the players over here to say Yesh Zika, even if you didn't do Maimer. Masha Inkain, theoretically, by those Krovim cases, since somebody's got to do something to drag them into the system, maybe I wouldn't say Zika is strong enough. Kamash Malan Shmuel, that we do on Daf Yirches Amid Beis, and even though Hilchasa Kishmuel Bedini, nevertheless, because the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, was debating between Rav and Shmuel, not for any other reasons, not because we spent time, not because Daf Lamed looks appealing, but simply because I know what Shmuel says, I'm not sure what Rav says, so I'll take Shmuel. So, theoretically then, the Rif says V'chein Hilchasa to extend the, or to push the boundary of how embedded you have to be, or how little embedded you have to be within the system to be a candidate for Zika. He pushes the line to broaden it to these relatives. If that's the case, then perhaps what I want to suggest is not only that the Rif is Dafka over there, that the Rif doesn't say it, and that's the answer to the Maggid Mishnah's question, because he doesn't Paskin that way, but I want to suggest that he actually goes a step further and we say, by Eish HaSachiv Shalo Hayabo Lamo, that the Rif would actually agree with the Rambam that you need to do Maimer. Why? Because from a certain perspective, and I was talking with some of the members of the Kollel here, you could argue the opposite, but from a certain perspective, you could say that Eishas Achiv Shalo Hayabo Lamo is even more removed. How is it more removed? You know, biologically, they're all related. But he's removed in the sense that when everything started, when all the dominoes started falling at the very beginning, this person didn't exist, Bichlal. You were a non-entity. This third brother did not exist at all at the time when the Nefila started, when the first Nefila started to occur. So if you're a non-entity when the Nefila started to occur, so then maybe Taka Yesh Zika is not enough to extend that relationship further unless you did Maimer. Maybe we have to take the Mishnah at face value and say that, okay, Shmuel personally may have actually said The Mishnah is Lav Dafka, and it's Lafuke Beishamai, and Zika's enough. But we don't have to pass in like Shmuel to that extent. So, according to the Maskana, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, so I'm only paskening like Shmuel by the Krovim cases, and maybe not necessarily by the Eishes Achiv Shalahayah Ba'olamo case. Yeah.
Other Ach was the Olamo, right? The intermediate Ach and this one.
Right, so that I don't mean that, meaning I'm talking about the Zika, Klape, the brother that doesn't exist.
That's the Oser here?
That's what I'm suggesting, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a Chiddush, I know. And that's what I'm trying to suggest. Yeah, so that's a potential way, and then once you do that, so then that answers the Magid Mishnah's question, and that's what the Rif would, and that's why the Rif didn't say what he said by Daf Yud Ches, and only said it by Daf Lamed. This does not seem. Yeah.
Do you have any further hagdara besides for more in the picture or less in the picture?
So I was trying. Short answer is no. I wish I did.
What changes? Like you're saying, that how in the Maskana the Rif. Besides for just where you draw a line, is there like a change in...
A change in conception? I wish I had something. To be honest, I don't. A theory that I was trying to work with, and this gets into the Rambam, was how you conceptualize Nefila. Meaning, the Gemara, the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, about whether Misa Nofeles or whether the Nesu'in is Nofeles, so we should pass the Gemara Beis Hillel, that by Misa Nofeles. But what misa are we talking about? Maybe there's two misos here, so maybe theoretically we're sort of focusing on the first misa because that's when there are issues that start to that potentially start to occur. The reason why I was thinking that is if you go to the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. So in the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, so here he talks about a case. He says Shlosha Achim Shnei Mehen Nesuin Shnei Achios Vashlishi Nasli Nachris Meis Echad Mibale Achios VeYibam Hanasli Nachris Es Ishto VeAcher Kach Meisa Ishto Shel Sheni VeAcher Kach Meis Hashlishi VeNachlu Shnei Nashav Lufnei Hasheni SheEin Lo Isha. So it's the case where there are by one of the three brothers, that's Mufnes, that's the Mishnah Chaf Zayin. So Hare Elu Peturos Min HaChalitza Umin HaYivum. So everybody's Pater. HaAchas Mipnei Shehaisa Achos Ishto B'Shasha Meis Achiv HaRishon Nasra Alav La'olam Mishum Eishes Ach Kidin Eishes Achiv Shalahayav Olamo. So the fact that the Rambam adds in that phrase Eishes Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, I think is somewhat telling in the sense that what is that adding? And in fact, if you take the Rambam, the only other case where the Rambam mentions Eishes Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, you need to do Maimer, and here there is no Maimer over here. So
I thought he was just saying that part to justify the Eishes Ach continuing.
The Eishes Ach continuing, right, but why should that be?
What does that have to do with the Maimer? I mean, just the regular, he's comparing to the regular case.
He's connecting it to the regular case of Eishes Ach Shalahayav Ba'olamo and saying that it persists in next generation, another generation.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what he's like, as you pointed out earlier, the Rambam stresses
Eishes Ach Shalahayav Ba'olamo. Oh, I see. Okay, I hear that. No, you're right. So, yeah. No, you're right. That's not a good raya then. So to be honest, I don't have any other breakdown in terms of why we decided to draw the line here, my train came over here. I wish I did. I don't. Just to go into other approaches to the Rambam, though, and again, this does not work for the Rambam, because according to what I'm saying, the Rambam still disagrees with the Rif in one case, meaning the Rambam and the Rif may agree about Eishes Achiv Shalahayav Ba'olamo, but they don't agree by the case of Mesa of Achas Min Achios. So to answer that, there's a couple of approaches. Reb Shmuel is probably the most intricate. Reb Shmuel, he goes back to the Gemara on Yerches. He asks, what's the Havamina that that Isser Krov and Bezika would be Paka after death? So he says there are two possibilities to explain it. One is that it's Paka Lemafreya, like I would have thought that after the person died, so then they any you know vestige of Bezika is completely gone. Kamash Malan, not. And the other possibility, which is more of a Chiddush, and he says that he doesn't have a svara for this, but it's just the other possibility, which he thinks is the position of the Rambam, is that it's even Mikanu Lahaba is enough to be matir, is enough to be matir the relatives after the person has died. Kamash Malan, not. Within that second sad, though, all that just means, though, is that it's only if Zika Bichti Lo Paka. It just means if that there's no, if there's nothing else that's added to the system. But theoretically, if the system itself changes, so then you may have another, you may be, have a different halachic outcome. Which he wants to argue is the case of where the husband dies, or where the miyabim dies. So he says that just like when a husband dies, Ishus is paka, so too when a miyabim dies. So then any Zika is Paka, even though we say Zika Bichtila Paka, so that's only talking about when it's on the woman's side. If it's on the man's side, it completely changes. So he thinks that these two opinions, or these two possibilities, is a machlokas, at least between the Shulta Giborim and the Rambam. The Shulta Giborim, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's on Daf Lamed. So the Shulta Giborim says that if there are three brothers, one dies without kids, and so his wife is now a candidate for Yibum for the other two brothers. If one of those other two brothers already has kids, and then that brother dies before any Mamar or Yibum has been accomplished, so she is Pater as a Tzara because there was a Zika to somebody that had kids. So most Rishonim and Achronim disagree with that. Vismayer definitely disagrees with that, and the reason, at least Shmuel argues, is because since we hold that it's mikanu lehaba, so anything that completely disrupts the system should be able to be mafkia the zika. So one of those potential ways to totally shake up the system is by misa sabal or misa hamiyabim. So if the miyabim dies. So then, in this case also, since there's no longer any Zika that's present over there, so then what's it called? Then she's no longer a candidate for chalitza. You don't need to do chalitza. So lefi zeh, Reb Shmuel wants to try to answer the Rambams over here. He also has another premise, which is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Where they talk about Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So he believes that Beis Hillel agrees in principle to Beis Shammai, and they're just having a debate about the mechanics of Ein Isser Chal al Isser over on Daf Gimel. But they do agree that the only way that you would be a candidate for Yibum is if there's an Isser of Eishes Achiv. You just have a straight Isser of Eishes Achiv, which Yibum undoes. But if you don't have that Isser, or if there's something else that's involved, so then you're no longer a candidate. But Beis Hillel is maskim to Beis Shammai in that case. So based off of that, Reb Shmuel says that there's a difference between Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayo Ba'olamo, as well as the case of when one of the Bala Achayos dies, than the case in Halacha Chaf Hei, where one of the Baal Nachris dies. By the cases of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayo Ba'olamo and Mesa Bala Achayos, so over there, if you just sort of follow the lines, so the wife number one is only shayach to one of the two people, either because the first one didn't exist, or because it's the husband is married to her sister. So you're only shaykh to one person. And then, so when that person dies, if they hadn't done Yibum yet, or they hadn't done Mimer yet, so then it any Zika is completely Paka. And so therefore, the real, full-fledged wife of the second person is a candidate for Yibum. And the only time where it would complicate factors is if that person had done Mimer. That person did Mimer, so then we say Zika is enough. As opposed to, by the case where Mesa Bal Nachr is so over there, where they're basically shaykh to two people, so then, even though the husband died, there's still, Shmuel has another hanacha, that there's still a roshem of Yibum that, if it can stick anywhere, persists. His raya for that is Yivama Asr Lushuk, and it's not because of a Yibum, it's simply because she's still considered married to the first husband. And so just like Ishus persists after Misa, so too Zika, if there's something for it to stick onto, it also persists after Misa. It's a very, very complicated piece in Reb Shmuel. And the major question is that it still doesn't answer the fact that the Rambam paskins against the Gemara. Right? The Rambam paskins on Daf Lamed, or paskins against the Gemara on Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Daf Lamed says that the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, and the Rambam says that it is Dafka. It's Dafka because of all of Reb Shmuel's Lamedus. Okay, but he's still passing against the Gemara. So in the Chiddushi Reb Shmuel, it just says Rabbeinu didn't have enough time to explain that. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. Like, they can come back the next day. I don't know. I was listening to a shiur about this topic. So when apparently like 12 years ago, or whenever the last time the yeshiva did Yevamos was, or by Konigsberg was giving a shiur, and so he wanted to suggest, he left it as a tzarachiyun, but Derech Efsher, he said that, maybe the Rambam, the Rambam at times can disagree with the Gemara. You know, the Rambam felt that the Kasha was stronger than the Teretz, and so because of the Rambam's Lamdus, the Gemara, when it said that Ravashi would explain the Mishnah differently, okay, fine, so it doesn't matter so much. That's what I heard. Obviously, that's a big dochek, and he acknowledged that as well. There are other answers. There are other answers as well that Achronim give. Many of them sort of revolve around the common denominator that it depends, or the distinction between the two cases is who the problematic woman is. Is she the full-fledged wife, or is she the zakuka? So Rav Shach says that only a wife can aser at Sara, and not the other way around. He believes that this is actually a machlokes on Daf Chav Zayin between Rav and Shmuel, and between Rav Ashi and Shmuel. The Rambam paskins like Rav Ashi that ein zika lima l'shavi etzara le'erva, and so that therefore only a full fledged wife can ask her etzara, and not the other way around. That's the answer of Rav Shach, and so basically what you have to say is that it's the machlokas asugyos, and the Rambam is paskening like that sugya, not like the one on Daf Lamed. Another potential, which we're talking about with Asher, is that especially with the Rambam, who has the lamdus of bias, so that's also another very compelling svara to say that the Rambam would hold that only the ikaris habayis is able to define the bias itself. So if the ikaris habayis is an erva, so then we can extend that erva to the tsara bezika as well. If it's the other way around, then maybe not. The reason why the Rambam loved Afka's the Gemara is because he has a different source. He doesn't use litzra, he uses bias. So that could be another way, or another reason why the Rambam would disagree with the Gemara. The last mahalach, I mean, there's a bunch of mahalachim, but the last one, which is interesting because I think it also touches on a way to try to distinguish between how the Rambam and the Rif diverge or where they do, is the Or Sameach. So the Or Sameach, if you look, this is in source number 6. So the Or Sameach talks about this Rambam. He says Ulam Berabeinu Tzarachian. So he asks his kashas. He basically just reiterates all the kashas that everybody has. If you look at the second paragraph, he says Lachain Choshish Ani Shesfaras Rabeinu Didafka Hechi Deha Erva Hiya Isha Gemura V'hanochris hav yetzarasa. So once again, he says that idea that there's a chiluk between who the woman is, whether she's the tzara or the zakuka. So oz hav yetzaras erva bezika ve'ena misyabem masav. Heichi shisha nofeles. Lokain hechi shehichshira nofelis lefanav kaes vatzarot alotzer lisyabe mishum shazukuka laachiv hames haisa erva lahayav hamhachai imkain atzarot alichos legamri mitzvahs yibum meis nefilas mishum zika tlo haverak the rabbanon v'zeh svari yishara. So he just says that I'm not going to get rid of a mitzvah d'oraisa because of a chumer d'rabbanon. So for an isha gemura. So then that's the problematic one. So okay, so we're mancha, but the other way around, because it's only a derabbanan, we're not going to be super machmir. It's a big chiddush, but that's what he suggests, and he brings a raya, or not really a raya. He brings a smach to that. V'remez lazer nimtza mefurish b'gemara. D'amar hasu lamali haynu hach. Right from those two mishnayos that we had. So there are two mishnayos on Daf Lamed. One is where Mesa Achios, the other is Mesa Nachor. So he says it's obvious. If I have the first one, I know the second one. So we say Hashta. So Hainu Ha. So Hashta. Uma Hasam Dachos Isha Avitzaris La Nachris Amris Nachris Asura Hachar Nachris Avitzaris La Chosa Isha Lo Kol Shekein. So Tana Hach Tana Bereisha VeHach Chazia LeHetera. So it says you're right. And just the order got switched because we like that one better. So Hare. So now, in the Shakla Vitaria, so the Ar Sameach points out that in the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara, even Al Yedei Mamar have a Savar Tana Delo Mitasra. So the case of the first Mishnah, where one of the Achios would die, so there was Taka Havamina, that even Mamar wouldn't be enough to Shafzik. V'kochazarbe, and ultimately we were Chozer. So again, that also boils down to, comes back to your question, like, what changed? And the Gemara never says. And, conceptually, they are different. Like, we outlined several differences. What the difference is, I don't know. The Ar Sameach is suggesting some, this is a riot to what I want to say, that there's a chiluk between for a derabbanan, we're mekil, when you're being mevatel mitzvahs yibum. Okay, so that's the Ar Sameach Shita. This, however, doesn't really work though, because there's a Gemara, right? The Gemara on the top Mishnah still says what it says. So now he says a really big chiddush in the last paragraph. He says, "L'chein mistafina lomar, the Rabbeinu have a garis hachder Rav Nachman above a dishnayim mehem nesu and shtei achios vechad nasui nachris." So he basically just says, we got to move it down. We got to move Rav Nachman down. And then he acknowledges at the very end, he says, this is a massive chiddush. I looked in a couple on the Hachi Garcinan website. There are no variant Girsos like that. It's a big chiddush. And so, according to the Ar Sameach, he certainly doesn't. He may not have a raya, and he still has a kasha. So, what do you do with that? So, first of all, if you look in the Pirusha Mishnah on those Mishnayos, it's also a very interesting phraseology of the Rambam. So, in Perek Gimel Mishnah, I think I have it in the source sheet. Um, Oh, I don't have it. Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. Okay, I thought I copied that. You look in the Gemara if you have it, but in the third parak, so on the first Mishnah, the Rambam says Zebor Ma'od. He says this is very obvious. That first case where Echad Mibal Achios dies, he says it's very obvious. Umashahevi Piskazu Va'afal Pishi Brura. And so the reason why we brought this Mishnah, even though it's obvious, Lefi Shehi Kadma Kishadanu Aleha, because it came up first when we were done on it, V'ichra B'chibor, and we pushed it off in the Gemara. Again, maybe I'm reading it incorrectly, but it seems to be reversed. Meaning, it seems to be that according to the Gemara, historically or chronologically, the second Mishnah came first, and we bumped up this one. So maybe that's what the Rambam means, and I'm just reading it wrong. I don't know. In a certain sense, though, you could say, well, maybe that's a raya to the Or Sameach. Meaning, the Or Sameach would say, oh, I like this. And this is just talking about, the Rambam is just talking about the case, the second Mishnah. Unfortunately, at least in the Pirsha Mishnais that we have, that doesn't work because he seems to say Vizeborer about another Mishnah and then moves on to the third one. So it seems to be clear, at least, that the Rambam understood this Mishnah to be obvious, and the second Mishnah even more obvious. But the first Mishnah, the reason why we brought the first Mishnah is because of something earlier, and we were just ma'acher it. I'm not exactly sure what that means. However, and this is kind of where I get into the speculation with you guys, if you look in the Rambam in the Yad, so the Rambam in the Yad breaks down the halachos in certain ways. So if you look in Perek Zayin, halacha vav, so he says, Shlosha Achin, we read this before, but he has these two cases. He has Shlosha Achin, Shnayim Mehen Nisuin L'Shtei Achios, Meis Echad Mibalei Achios, Vasa Shlishi V'Yavim Tom Maimer, V'Achar Kach, Meis Bala Achios, Bala Achos Hasheni, V'Nochla Achos Hashniya L'Fnei Achos Shlishi, Hareze Nosen Get L'Bala Samamar, V'Cholets La Achos Achrona, Kidei L'Hatira L'Zar. So what Mishnah is that? That's the Mishnah before Daf Lamed. That's the Mishnah on Chavtes that talks about Isha Mufne. The very next halacha is the Mishnah on Lamed. It's the first Mishnah in Lamed, which the Rambam is, okay, so he's going Keseder, which is nice. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, Meis Zeh Sha'asa HaMamar, he's clearly viewing this as an outgrowth of the previous Mishnah. So the Rambam seems to be, he groups the Mishnah before this one and this Mishnah together, but the next halacha has nothing to do with the next Mishnah on Daf Lamed, even though the Gemara seems to say that it does. So I think that the Rambam in the Pirusha Mishnah should be understood as Dafka. He's clearly understanding that there's some conceptual link between the two of them, and that the second Mishnah is even more obvious than the first one. And then if you go to other halachos, then the Rambam begins to codify the rest of the Mishnayos and Daf Lamed in other places. So the case of Mesa Isha Nachris, so there, that's in Perek Vav, Halacha Chaf Hei. So if you go to Halacha Chaf Hei in Perek Vav, this is what we did before also, so this is the next Mishnah, and the last Mishnah on Daf Lamed about the Gerushin case. And in that Mishnah, And in this halacha, this was the halacha where he says you don't need to do mimer. And so what comes out then is that the second Mishnah on Daf Lamed, the Rambam is lav dafka. The Rambam is saying that Mishnah of Mesa Baal Nachris, when it says Zika, it doesn't really mean Zika. When it means mimer, it doesn't really mean mimer. So the Rambam is almost doing what the Or Sameach wants him to do, is, you know, basically move that next part of that, move the first Gemara to the second one, even though it doesn't, even though the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah doesn't seem to support that. The Rambam just says, v'zeh barur. So he doesn't seem to think this is a chiddush. But it seems to be very compelling. That's what he's doing. And then he continues to talk about the rest of the hemshech of that amud of the Gerushin case. And if you look in the Ravid over there, the Ravid says, Amar Avram calls them in halachos venu mechuvar. So the Ravid seems to understand that the Rambam got this from the Rif. Now the Rif is there's a whole machlokas about what the Rif means, and then there's a machlokas between the Rif and the Rishonim about the case of Gerushin, which is I don't want to get into so much now. But the Ravid seems to be saying, when he says kolzeh, that even the first part of this Rambam, even the first part of this halacha, is from the Rif. And you can kind of understand where the Ravid is coming from, because the Mishnah never says any of this. The Rambam is the one that does. However, based on what I'm saying, I don't think that per se the Rambam is getting this from the Rif, meaning the Rambam is not necessarily copying and pasting from the Rif per se. This is how he understands the second Mishnah of Daf Lamed. Now, why he understands the Mishnah that way, that I think you have to say is because he was very heavily influenced by the Rif. You have to say then that however the Rif understood the mechanics of Zika in the Gerushin case, at least in some way, have to be transferable to the Rambam as well. But then you do have to say that at some point they diverged because of the other case in Perek Zion from the previous Mishnah on Daf Chavtes and the first Mishnah on Daf Lamed, where the Rambam says where you do need Zika. So I was just sort of building like a conceptual skeleton and I haven't filled it in yet, but at one point down, you know, at some point down the timeline, the Rambam and the Rif did agree, so much so that the Rambam built off of the Rif Legabe Hilchas Gerushin and kind of used that to round out the position of Mace Baal Nochris, presumably because that redefinition of the Mishnah comes from that sugya, from Rav Ashi on the bottom of Lamed. But at some point, the Rambam diverged from the Rif and understood the previous Mishnayos to be Dafka and say that Yutaka do need to do Maimer. Now, what was the point of divergence? I don't know. It would be nice if you wanted to wrap it up in a package to say that the Rambam and the Rif's point of departure emerges from the Gerushin case, because the Rif prefers the second teretz of why the Gerushin case is different than Nisuin Be'erva, and the Rambam prefers the less lamdish, more technical. There were Chazal were more makel, Chazal were more machmir, because people might make a mistake here and not over there. And so the Rambam's conception of Nefila Bezika might be somewhat different from the Rif, and that motivated him to understand the Mishnah on Chavtes differently. But that's kind of where I reached. I tried for a while to try to figure out a hesber for that. But I don't have one. So at the very least, though, I do think that the diukim stand up in the sense that it's very clear that whatever mahalach you use to understand the Rif, and whatever mahalach, you know, whether you accept my mahalach on the Rif or not is up to you, but whatever you believe the mahalach of the Rif is in understanding Yudches and Lamed, and whatever you believe the mahalach for the Rambam is, to a certain extent they do have to be linked, by virtue of the fact that the Rambam is clearly using the Rif as a, not only, you know, linguistic, but as a conceptual template for many of his halachos, but he diverges at certain points. At least to me, the most blatant divergence is in the case of Gerushin. And so with regards to how we conceptualize Nefila and when Nefila is problematic or not, so I think those do you can hold up as to what the svaris would be and where to go from there, that I don't know. That's what I have.